ICE deports illegal alien gang members convicted of manslaughter, kidnapping, attempted rape. By John Binder on August 26, 2026. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is continuing to deport illegal alien gang members, including those convicted of manslaughter, kidnapping, attempted rape, and armed assault, among other crimes. Another day, another deportation flight that makes America safer. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said in a statement. In the last week, ICE deported illegal alien gang members, including murderers, sexual assailants, kidnappers, and burglars. Among those illegal aliens deported by ICE is Jonathan Moreno Hernandez of Mexico. Hernandez is a member of the Southsider gang and has been previously convicted of voluntary manslaughter, attempted murder, and assault by prisoner in California. Before being deported this month, Hernandez was deported three times in 2004, 2007, and 2023. Likewise, ICE deported Jesus Azura and German Oliverio Miranda Tapia, both from Mexico and members of the Paisas gang. Azura has been previously convicted of dangerous drugs, larceny, possession of burglary tools, robbery, burglary, making a false report, and illegal entry. He was previously deported five times from the United States. Miranda Tapia was previously convicted of third-degree sexual assault involving a relative under 16 years old, risk of injury to a child, assault, and reckless driving. He was previously deported in 2020 by the Trump administration and illegally re-entered at an unknown date. Other illegal aliens deported include Harvey Elias Librado, a criminal illegal alien from the Philippines and Asian Boys gang member, deported on August 18. His criminal history includes convictions for voluntary manslaughter, aggravated assault with a gun, and possession of a controlled substance in California. He was admitted into the United States through California as a lawful permanent resident, LPR, in April 2004. A Department of Justice, DOJ, immigration judge issued Liberato a final order of removal on July 2, 2026. Jorge James, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico and Sereños gang member, deported on August 21. His criminal history includes a conviction for attempted murder and arrests for driving while intoxicated and driving without a license in California. He illegally entered the United States at an unknown date and location. Brandon Enrique Rodriguez Ascencio, a criminal illegal alien from El Salvador and Mississippi 13 gang member, deported on August 17. His criminal history includes a conviction for criminal attempt to commit rape. He illegally entered the United States at an unknown date and location. Christian Bahena Estadillo, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico and Sereños gang member, deported on August 22. His criminal history includes convictions for kidnapping, larceny, stolen property, possession of a weapon, carrying a prohibited weapon, and violation of a court order. He first entered the United States through Chicago, Illinois as an LPR in 2011 under the Obama administration. Following his criminal convictions, a DOJ immigration judge issued Estudillo a final order of removal on February 4, 2019, and he was deported by the Trump administration on July 10, 2020. He then illegally re-entered the country, a felony, at an unknown date and location. Axel Joshua Castillo Almeida, a criminal illegal alien from Colombia and 18th Street gang member, deported on August 21. His criminal history includes four convictions for burglary in Maryland, Delaware, and Connecticut. He was lawfully admitted to the United States through New York City in November 2013 under the Obama administration, overstaying his authorized period after it expired in May 2014. A DOJ immigration judge issued Castillo Almeida a final order of removal on June 23, 2026. Under President Trump's leadership, ICE has been unleashed to arrest and remove illegal aliens from our communities, Mullen said. Deporting illegal aliens saves lives. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.